Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Creatively Exposed, y'all, season 5. And maybe I got another shorter one for you. Just tomorrow is a Cancer full moon. What all that mean? Cancer full moon means things of the home, things that might relate to women or womb holders, but it also means feeling your feelings or wanting to feel more enclosed like a crab. On top of that, there is some like hella crazy different transits that just, it's gonna be a rocky road, all right? It's gonna be a rocky road. It might be heavy feelings from somebody, right? It might be the things bubble to the surface. If you must purge, do the thing, right? Like, get rid of the old thought processes, things that hold you back, things that prevent you from fully tapping into your intuition, but also your ability to receive, to express, to connect. And I usually like to use Cancer moons especially as when I do like my work, my creative work, I'm gonna write something down. Like, I'm gonna have my notepad with me because it strikes me in a way where it's like, all right, if, you know, some people don't just like cry. Like, there are some great people who can just like schedule a crying day, and I'm amazed. It is. Anyway. Sometimes you gotta Jay-Z the thing and make the song cry, make the painting do the thing, maybe the journaling. And so comes the idea behind this episode. Compassion, self-compassion around the creative journey, I would say. Sometimes it can be hard to enjoy what you're creating because you're so used to output, production, putting it out, moving to the next one. And there have been weeks, months that I have not written a thing, and in the looming back of my mind, I'm like, I have deadlines. And then I add more deadlines because I'm like, oh, look at all the things the poetry community has available. But in what moment does your creative passion just hold space for you? And how do you hold space for your creativity when you are burnt out and there is nothing left, right? And you stare at that, I don't know, that laptop or your painting supplies or whatever project you've had in your head that you might just have like little dents, scratches, and outlines, but to flesh it out and to be in that, that second world that you go into when you go into the zone, right? Like, how will any of that feel fulfilling if you don't take care of yourself and you don't forgive what you haven't been able to do? We hold ourselves to a standard that never belonged to us from jump. Like, we're not born with these weird, intangible expectations. And we place it on us, and it's crippling, right? There are things that I have procrastinated on because I'm dreading it, or I don't believe, like, I'm self-rejecting before I even get to the page. So, especially under this Cancer full moon, I would like you to sit with some of the difficulties you do have in creating, right? But don't make that your end-all, be-all reason why I never get to read your book, or I never get to hear your music, or see your art. Like, you don't have the desire to create in a way that is so persistent that it can wake you up at night or prevent you from sleeping, or you don't eat all day. I'm not recommending any of these things, but you don't eat all day because you're so enthralled in what you're doing. We are still watching the world burn. We are in a pandemic. I mean, the fact that we're trying to move forward day by day is its own feat, right? Like, it's its own win. Don't beat yourself up before you even get on the race, right? Like, don't beat yourself up at all first, because the world is hard. Do not be the other hard thing when you are all you got. We have other people, but we also need ourselves. And so, find community where you can. It's always great to be able to have anybody, to bounce ideas off of, or to say, hey, can you check this out, because I just don't feel like this is XYZ enough. Safe spaces. If you don't have that, start connecting to places that maybe you'll just see advice on, like, Twitter or something that might hit and struck a creative, positive nerve. Find community. When you're all up in your head saying, oh, I can't do this, or I should be whatever, this is where you, like, it's like, what show was this? The one that's like Dial a Friend, all of these things. Anyway, Millionaire. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Boom. All right, so, I mean, if you're younger than your 30s, it was a game show where people would study different things, and then they would ask them questions, and there'd be X amount of levels. And if you finished, you know, answering all of the questions, you'd be a millionaire. But it was like a Dial a Friend, Ask the Crowd. There was like 4 options. Anyway, treat yourself like this. Dial a friend. Call your mama. You know, if you have great relationships with them, of course. Find another mind to help you get out of yours. Hey, it could be like a positive podcast for writers or something like that. Hey, it's me. but also like find a way to get out of your circular thoughts, right? And find where you can say, hey, maybe I'm bugging, but like check this thing and listen to the feedback. You know, a lot of creation can be solitary, but you are definitely not the only person doing the thing. Get your accountability people with you, person, right? Like, it doesn't have to be that many, but as long as we are able to extend grace as well as be very compassionate with sometimes the wounds we reopen when we're creating. Being the first to ever do what you're doing, I think is a very raw, Lord, you almost hear all the people upstairs, a very raw place to exist in. There will be a lot of, I don't know what I'm doing. Keep going. And shoot your shot. Like, do it scared. But don't leave something that you're so passionate about to be just kind of like lost in the majestic, I don't know, place where socks go. You're here to be experienced. And I've said this to multiple people, but you are here to be experienced. And so therefore is your art and your creations. But you can't force it out of you, right? You can't. It's not always going to be linear. Sometimes it'll be all over the place. Sometimes you gotta do things before you're ready. Sometimes you just gotta start. And just find alternate ways to maintain it. Because I know for me, it's sometimes having to go old school and write in a notebook. It's allowing the mind to go into all of its different destinations and know that I'm puzzle it all out later. But a lot of it has to do with knowing when to do things for joyful reasons, right? And also finding the joy in the work. And giving yourself a little bit of stillness, a little bit of kindness goes a long way. You don't have to wait to be worthy to do what you want to do. It doesn't sound clear, but don't let time pass you by while you are waiting to feel worthy. Stop you from living the life that you know you desire and you deserve. You wouldn't see a vision, right? Like, you wouldn't see a project. You wouldn't see this is something to create if it wasn't meant to be out there. And so today, these are my ramblings. Be very gentle with yourself this week, especially with this moon in Cancer on a moon day. Woo. Just be good to yourselves, y'all. And I will see you next week. Hit me up on the Twitter at Creatively Exposed or Instagram Creatively Exposed, no E. Let me know your thoughts with this. Creativity is energy. It means that we must do things that replenish that creative flow, that creative energy. Because when we do things out of obligation, it's just going to exhaust us. And I might as well be tired on something I signed myself up for than things that I never wanted to do. Shout out to everyone who has listened to last week's episode. I'm working on making it weekly again. We will see. Be flexible with yourselves. Mercury is also retrograde, so be patient. Be patient. Do not forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie use magique. See you next week.
Are you interested in unlimiting your healing journey? If so, please check out astrolizzysix.com, also in the show notes. If you want to begin your crystal collection, need a tarot reading for spiritual guidance, or a natal chart reading, the dates open up in next week, July 8th. So if you are interested in any of those things, we got decks, incense, sage, all of the things. Check out astrolizzysix.com and reconnect to your inner healing.
Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes. Rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie use magique. Take care and see you next week.